going to visualize Avalokiteshvara, embodiment of all of this compassion. And that's all the Guru, Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. With that visualization, we're going to practice seven things, which like it does merit, which is a necessary condition to actualize path to enlightenment and purify the defilements, the karma, that which is the obstacle to generate realizations of path to enlightenment. And then, which means to the merits that which are planted, which means to increase the mental offering and the request to actualize, particular to actualize bodhicitta. Guru Avalokiteshvara, please grant me blessings That my mind become Dharma. And Dharma become the path. And to not occur any obstacles to the path, to try the path. Particularly to generate the letting go of I, cherishing the numberless mother sentient beings without leaving out of even one. Each and every single sentient being. From now on, whatever action I do, whatever life I experience, happy, unhappy, healthy, unhealthy, in other words, having sicknesses or not having sicknesses, having cancer or not having cancer, having AIDS or not having AIDS, poor or rich, gain or loss, receiving criticism or receiving praise, bad reputation or good reputation, alive or even born in the hell realm. Whatever experience happens in my life, from now on, whatever action I do from now on, may all this become most beneficial. That which causes all sentient beings to achieve enlightenment as good as possible by myself being enlightened. to become the cause to become only the cause benefiting great benefit to all the living beings. To become only the cause of offering greatest benefit to all the living beings. Yetam Guru Ramadhan Sublime and exalted one, the compassion out of him, treasure of great compassion, which surrounding the entrance, please pay attention to me. Please liberate my soul, but the father, mother, six types of beings. Six trillion sentient beings quickly from the samsara, oceans of samsara. Please grant blessings to generate, to quickly generate the peerless, the thought of the enlightenment, the extensive, the profound path, and the previous thought of enlightenment, the bodhicitta. Within myself, in the hearts of all the sentient beings. they need karmas. The delusions and karma collected from the beginning of this rebirth by myself and sentient beings. Please purify with your compassionate water. Please stretch out your compassionate hand. Lead us, and lead myself, the transmigrated beings, in the blissful field, in the pure land, in the pure land. Amitabha Buddha and compassion. Compassion Buddha. The compassionate eloquent one. Be my virtuous friend in all our lifetimes. My virtuous friend over us in all our lifetimes. And quickly place us or bring us in a full enlightenment, in the state of full enlightenment.
Determined to obtain the greatest possible benefit from all sentient beings who are more precious than the wish of burning joy, I shall hold them most near at all times. When in the company of others, I shall always consider myself the lowest of all, and from the depths of my heart hold others dear and supreme. Vigilant, the moment of the illusion appears in my mind, and in dream myself and others, I shall confront and avert it without fear. Whenever I see beings who are wicked in nature and overwhelmed by violent interactions and suffering, I shall hold such rare ones dear as if I was found a precious treasure. When I have an enemy, I will distribute abuse, insults, and the like. I shall accept the feet of all the victims of others. When someone who has offended me and in whom I have great hopes gives me terrible harm, I shall regard that person as my holy guru. In short, both directly and indirectly, though I offer them to help in this benefit to all my mothers, I shall see the myself, all their harmful actions and suffering. Undefiled by the stains and superstitions of their late worldly concerns,
Sanjay,
Suffering,
to benefit, to be useful for other sinful beings. So, as far as benefiting for other sinful beings, so, as I often say, causing happiness of this life towards other sinful beings, those who are homeless, you know, giving AIDS, say, giving home, or who are sick, giving medicine, to a healthy body mind, those who are, say, no, who has no means of living, then giving food and drinks. And as well as giving education, those who don't have education, and so forth, that is, causing comfort, happiness, dislike towards others. That's one. There's great need. Of these things, and there's a great need in others' lives. Very important help. But justice alone, material help, just only material help to others, sinful beings, that alone doesn't solve them, doesn't really solve their problems. The problem is coming from their mind, not coming from outside. It's coming from their mind. Mistaken way of thinking, wrong way of thinking, the delusion and karma motivated, the action motivated by the delusion. So, their problems, their life problems, dying, starvation, all these sicknesses, war, famine, torture, poverty, dangers of earthquakes, dangers of fire, like that happens in the United States often, one up and down, sometimes two together. One, see, another state happens of fire, another state happens of fire. Sometimes happen two happen at the same time. There's just fire in different states, even just in the United States. So, again and again, happening. Even the government can't control with all the airplanes and with all the things with the hand, with all the people called firefighters. With all the firefighters, can we stop? And always dance of water flood, losing so many billions of dollars. You see, things, you know, buildings and so forth, certain things. the people lose. then was a huge fire happened in Australia. It took 3 months. Okay. could not stop. So at some time, I sent some suggestions to the scientists where they are gaseous to do medicine puja. So I don't know whether it happened or not happened, whether it's coincidence, whether it's actually medicine puja were done or not, how you stop, but around that time. Haven't heard whether they have done medicine puja or not. Of the suggestion. So, and in the United States, there's some part of the state, there's always dangers, there's always a problem of wind tornado. some part of the state, there's always danger. So within 1 hour, the whole town is totally blown away. Everything became pieces. it became so terrifying. When it's happening, I'm very powerful, going to be black, cloud, whatever it is. Completely covered earlier Spain, the sky with all this sound. It's incredible, terrifying. So it happened this again. Certain parts of the state. Another way it means that some people have to face this again, have experience such condition. However, so all these things is not coming from outside, coming from their own mind. People, animals who are experiencing these problems. So came from their own mind and their own karma. As mentioned in Tibet, in the Tibetan Simjung Sampa, the definition of the karma. that which company intends that which company always with the principle conscious, with the principle consciousness. They just say in the five similarities. Time, object, aspect, the essence, or substances of the essence. So it's mental factor in intention. from the five mental factors, there's always company with the principle consciousness. So, come from the karma, from the intention. So there's negative intention, and there's a positive intention, negative intention, and a positive intention. So, all these things, all these problems come from their own, negative intention. that is motivated by the disturbing thought, delusion, their mind, delusion, So, so that's the main cause. Their own minds, the karma and delusions. So therefore, without doing something, some change, the cause of the problem, which is within the, which is their own mind, without some change, see, to that, it can happen again and again. These problems will rise again and again. They will have to face, they will have experience again and again. Until they do something with their own mind, until they change that cause, until they purify the karma delusion, cause of these problems, until they purify, until they live in, until they say, living ethical life, until they practice morality, abstain from these nilkamas. until they change their life, until they do something with their mind, the external support alone cannot solve their problems. if the poison plant that's outside above the ground, if that cut, how many times you cut the seed is in the ground, poisonous seed, or the root is in the ground, so it'll grow again and again, the smell. once the current result is experienced, it's not easy to prevent. One has to experience that. It's not easy. to prevent. One has to experience until the karma finishes. until one purify, until one live in the morality, abstain from those. Change until there's a change in the action. Stop renewing, creating the same cause of these problems. Stop these nilkamas. So therefore, more important service than that, causing the happiness of this life towards others, more important service is to cause happiness of all the coming lives, happiness of all the future lives, causing the happiness of all the coming future lives towards the sentient being. So this becomes much more important than the previous one. Even though there's a great need, the cause of the happiness is like towards others, even though there's great need, there's definitely need and should help, but that alone doesn't really solve the problem. So need, more important service, need cause them to have happiness in all the coming future lives. Oneself need to cause happiness in all the coming future lives to the sentient beings. For them to have happiness in all their coming future lives. So oneself need to cause that, to offer that service. And that can happen only. That can happen only if you give them education of dharma. that has to come from happiness or joyful life, has to come from the virtuous action and the positive thought, the pure mind. There is dharma unstained by ignorance, anger, attachment. So said, light also came from the mind, darkness also came from the mind. He said. Even though it depends on external conditions, but you see, main cause is the karma. Not the karma changed. So because it has there's external conditions, you see, caused the phenomena by the cause of conditions. For example, the pleasure that we have light, and then you know, this discomfort, or you see the the darkness. So see, it has external conditions. The causal phenomena, they exist but by causal conditions. So usually in the world, people the majority of the people in the world, they are not aware the cause, there's a cause. See, they learn the conditions. Maybe they learn, see, the conditions, they know the conditions. From where this sickness comes, or the problem arises. they are aware of the condition, but you see, with the level of the knowledge of the cause, so they believe the condition, the external condition, is the cause, is the main cause of the happiness, is the main cause of the suffering. Normally, the majority of the people in the world, what they believe. lack of understanding the mind. What is the mind? Lack of understanding that. Lack of understanding karma. That the suffering comes from the karma and delusion. Delusion comes from negative imprint left on the mental gene by the past delusions. Unable to recognize, unable to realize this, how your own suffering comes from your own, you see, mental factors, the intention, karma, and the delusion, and the negative imprint left on the mental continuum by the past negative action, by the past delusions, and the happiness coming from also mind, the positive intention, karma, and the positive imprint. led by the past virtuous action, by the past the virtuous the thought. So lack of understand dharma. So and then the conditions for which are known as bleed as a main cause. So therefore bleed, happiness has come from outside, suffering has come from outside. nothing to do with oneself, nothing to do with one's mind, nothing to do with one's attitude. So totally, so having totally wrong view where the happiness comes from where the suffering comes. Or one has intellectual understanding, you know, the suffering is coming from one's mind, happiness comes from one's mind. One has intellectual understanding, but in your life, you have intellectual understanding, but in your life, and in your daily life, doesn't remember when the problem is becomes, when you encounter a problem, the day, the hour when you encounter problems, you don't remember that. See, in that time you don't remember. Same as other people in the world who doesn't know anything dharma, who doesn't have any idea of dharma. Meditation is exactly the same. When you encounter a problem, you know, it's totally belief has come from outside, your condition is the main cause. Similar to you don't believe, and even one intellectually one doesn't believe God creator outside. But in the daily life when we encounter problems, the creator of your problem is somebody else. Is other person. Your problem comes from the other person. Creator is the other person. Even though you don't label God, but you see, you blame or you point somebody else. You see, somebody else is the creator of your problems. So it's basically, yeah, believe in creator. If you see relating to one's own daily life problems, you know. Even one doesn't believe the world is created by God, some person, even one doesn't follow that tradition, but in the daily life, it comes down to that point, similar belief in our daily life when we're not aware. So intellectually even one doesn't believe, but in the daily life, you see, there's similar belief. My problem is not come from me, it came from the other person, see like that. Well, whatever difficulties or suffering one experiences, you know, or particular relationship problems, and so forth. So that time we don't remember dharma. That's that time we don't remember you are the creator. Don't remember the Buddhist philosophy, basic Buddhist philosophy, very basic foundation of Buddhist teaching, basic philosophy, that evening. Happiness or suffering is the doing of oneself, the traitor is one's own mind. One who create enlightenment, one who create enlightenment is one's own the positive mind. One who create the terrifying hell, the terrifying unbearable hell is also one's own mind. today's problem, this hour problem, what one experiences in this hour, this minute, this second, is one's own mind. It is one's own mind. It is one's mind, it comes from one's mind. Mistaken way of thinking. If the minute, in that minute second, if you change your object of mind, instead of I, instead of I, then change into others, cherish. So, object of cherishing instead of I, change into others. The hour, the minute, the second, when we change the object of cherishing, from I to others. The minute when you do that, your problem doesn't exist. There's no problem in the life. The minute when you do that, the minute when you change object is your cherishing. The minute before, the second before, cherishing I, you find problem, you see problem, and this attitude itself is the problem. The unhappy mind. I think better to meditate. Better to meditate on clear mind. since it's dark outside, meditate on clear mind inside.